Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's talk about what is happening down in Cape Town. Temba Kabula is the branch secretary of the National Education for Health and Allied Workers Union. We wanted to check in and find out about whether it is safe and when it will be safe for members to go back to work in at the Parliament building. Temba, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. And speedy recovery to you.
Thank you very much, Temba. Really, really appreciate it. I think we are just living in difficult times, and even the next year, 2022, just starting with whether it's fire, whether it's COVID outbreaks, it's all sorts of things that doesn't make life any easier. So what is happening in terms of your members and looking and protecting their safety?
No, excuse me. So we instructed our members not to report for duty at Parliament, but that they must continue working from home until Parliament has been declared a safe environment for our members to come and work in. So we've done that, and we wrote officially to the Speaker of the National Assembly as well as the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, advising them of that decision of the union. And Parliament came out, I think yesterday, saying that they already instructed workers on the 2nd of January, not to come to work, only managers that will be assisting with the cleaning up and whatever the investigation must come to work. But the reality on the ground, Howard, is that last week I was at work on Thursday and Friday, and I saw cleaning staff there, catering staff there, and transport department staff and other staff members. They were still at the precinct. So it then means that that communication from the employer did not trickle down to the lower level employees, because cleaners are lower level employees and catering staff. So they are always scared of being victimized. So even when the union tells them not to go to work, they always want to check with their supervisor or manager, primarily because it's staff members that used to work for labor brokers, and we fought for them to be insourced in Parliament. So they became full-time around 2018-19. Working for Parliament directly. So it's those kind of employees who also their rights they are not clear about, so they are still in, you know, in unsure. But we've communicated with them and also to Parliament to say, if you've issued this instruction, it must also trickle down to those level of employees so that they too know that this is the decision of the institution.
Yeah, how does this communication normally work? You know, when you're talking about whether it's the cleaning staff or transport staff, because I mean, this must be one of the biggest challenges, is to make sure that everybody's up to date when you have an event like this, that changes the situation and that can compromise safety quite significantly.
The challenge is that, as I'm saying, because we recently insourced the cleaning staff, well, it's more than 2-3 years now, and most of them, in terms of level of education, they are not like us who are knowledge workers. So equally, when Parliament issues a communication, they issue it via an info alert, via an email. Now, those workers, cleaning and catering, they don't have access to emails and so on. It then falls on their supervisors to cascade that information from the email to them via their WhatsApp groups, because supervisors, they have WhatsApp group for each team that reports to them.
Okay.
But the important thing is that that communication has to be tailor-made for that kind of the audience. Otherwise, if you send it as if you're sending to everybody, they may struggle to decode it and understand it fully. So it's something we've raised with Parliament to say, you know, when you communicate to some of us who are researchers, content advisors, and, you know, learned people, don't assume that the cleaner is going to understand the same as us. So we hope, therefore, their supervisors are going to, you know, simplify the language and communicate accordingly.
Right, and I certainly do hope. So is there any indication as to when you believe that that your members should be able to go back to work safely?
There's no indication yet, but we are hoping that we will get that indication from Parliament itself, because currently the ball is in their court to then come to the workers with some assurity that this is what we've done, and this is, you know, the certification that the workplace is now safe for you guys to come back to work. Yeah, yesterday there was a meeting called by the acting secretary to Parliament to discuss with the union, you know, all the concerns post the fire. But the union, we declined that invite because we took a resolution that we are not going to engage her, because she was the accounting, she's the accounting officer under which all this mess happened. So we want to engage with the speaker or any other senior manager, not with her, because we are of the view that she should have been placed on precautionary suspension immediately after this.
Given what had happened.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Tempo Kumbula, Branch Secretary of the National Education, Health and Allies Workers Union.